From the More Radio News Centre, all UK citizens will be sent information about how to prepare for a no-deal Brexit. Downing Street revealed what it called the public communications are set to be released alongside an advertising campaign. There are 101 days to the expected divorce date. Police continue to investigate a robbery in a restaurant in Worthing, where a teenager was threatened with stabbing. The 18-year-old was asked to hand over his wallet and phone in McDonald's in Liverpool Road in the evening of November the 24th. The robber is believed to have run off toward Montague Street. The city watchdog is calling on banks to stop charging fees for unarranged overdrafts. Under new proposals, daily and monthly charges would be replaced with a single interest rate. Fracking is facing its latest challenge in the courts. Environmental campaigners argue new planning rules recognizing the benefits of the controversial method of extracting shale gas are unlawful. A charity working in Brighton to help homeless people has welcomed the first phase of £5 million of new government funding to help rough sleepers. St Mungo's says the Somewhere Safe to Stay centre will offer emergency shelter for people in crisis, away from what bosses called the extreme danger of sleeping outside. A 16-ton Russian cargo ship that ran aground in Cornwall, with 18 crew members on board, has been refloated. The huge vessel has been stuck in Falmouth since early this morning after bad weather, but with the help of tugboats, it's managed to float again. Sky's Katerina Vitozzi is there and says they waited for the right moment.
The Coast Guard saying it needed to benefit from the high tide where the waters here swell by about 4 metres. They needed that extra additional volume of water in order to be able to turn the vessel back around, turn it back out to be pointing towards the sea, and that successfully did happen.
Finally, a date's been set for scrapping lavatory charges at railway stations across Britain. Network Rail says the up to 50 pence cost will be flushed away from April. Stay in touch with More Radio. Download the free app for your phone or browse to our website. For More Radio News, I'm John Warburton.